And now it's time for our pre-opening commodity market report. And sitting in for Dave Dickey, here's Tom Rogers.
Good morning, Jay. Good morning, everybody. The Midwest Direct Hog Markets today are expected to trade mostly steady to firm amid good buying interest from some packers. Several plants continue to look for additional hogs to fill in this week's slaughter schedules and to add to their inventories for next week, according to dealers and market managers. Peoria's called 50 to a dollar higher today with a top price of 54 even. They base that on the strength in the West and with pork prices up again. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for yesterday, August 5th, negotiated swine purchases were 11,396. For the base market hog on 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $75.19 to $83.11. The weighted average was $80.07. That was up 30 cents from Tuesday. On a live basis, barrows and gilt sold from $56.76 to $66.50. The weighted average was $64.84. In the West, negotiated swine purchases were $19,373. The base price range was $75.00 even to $86.00 even. The weighted average was $83.12, up 50 cents from Tuesday. On a live basis, barrows and gilt sold from $55.16 to $68.30. The weighted average was $65.84.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Lernard Seed Service, an independent dealer providing DeKalb and Asgrow seed products to farmers in East Central Illinois. Lernard Seed Service provides customer services and agronomic information to help customers maximize profits. Lernard Seed Service, 217-497-2270.
We'll take a look at how overnight trading fared on the CME Group overnight, as well as the wheat market in Kansas City. And we'll get a pre-opening call from the folks at Strategic Farm Marketing coming up after a look at our growing area's weather. Here to do that is AM 580's Mike Sola. Good morning, Mike.
Well, good morning, Tom. First off, our weather. We had the heavy rains across portions of Illinois, Indiana, Iowa. Well, that rain has been pushed a little further south this morning. There are going to be some thunderstorms along the Ohio River. And some heavy rain across southeastern Kansas and in through the Ozarks of Missouri. That's an area that doesn't need any rain. They will probably see some more flash flooding. But net drying across most of the Corn Belt for the next week or 2 weeks, depending on how firm this high Canadian high pressure sits up across the region. We're also going to have comfortably cool conditions, so crop stress will not be a problem across most of the eastern Corn Belt. Jet stream that will be blowing and out of the northwest from the upper Midwest into the Ohio River Valley and then arcing back up towards the eastern Great Lakes means that for the next week, and again, possibly up to as much as 2 weeks, depending on how firm the jet stream locks in, we will have cooler than average but still quite comfortable conditions. And comfort for humans also means less stress on the crop in the field. So nice conditions over the area for the next 2 weeks. Some net drying expected in the heart of the region through the weekend, but rain will resume next week. No threat of any hot weather coming in anytime soon. So summer crop development should advance relatively well in most areas. Soil conditions will be improving with less heat stress in the Delta and the southeastern states over the coming week to 10 days. And again, that will also prove beneficial. In Asia, China and India, crop weather will remain mostly favorable, except southern India, where they are experiencing drought-like conditions, and that could continue to threaten the minor grain and oilseed productions area of southern India. Australia, their crop areas, especially the canola area, still mostly favorable, but greater rains will be needed during their spraying season to assure no moisture or stress when crops begin a more aggressive development. Subsoil moisture and water supplies are still quite low across Australia. Across the Western Commonwealth of Independent States and Europe, they're also experiencing mostly favorable conditions in the corn, soybean, canola areas. There is some concern over returning dryness in southeastern Europe and ongoing dryness in the Ukraine and Kazakhstan, but neither area is large enough to have a huge impact on the commodity trade. As far as the wheat areas, they are seeing a little bit of rain across the southern portions of the plains, and Canada's central and southwestern prairie areas are actually the ones that probably need the most rain. They're seeing rapidly deteriorating small crop conditions across central and southwestern prairies of Canada, and that will continue over the next week as not much rain is anticipated there. The region already too dry in most areas from central and western Saskatchewan into southern Alberta may be critically dry by early next week. Rainfall must occur later this month to stop late-season crops from losing production potentials there. As far as Europe and the Commonwealth of Independent States, mostly favorable for their wheat areas. Little change expected over the next week. Wetter weather in Western and Northern Europe next week could delay some field work and raise some unharvested grain quality issues in some areas. And then briefly, China's wheat harvest is going well. And that in the northern U.S. plains and Pacific Northwest. Australia's wheat country already in favorable conditions, but improved rainfall will be needed again as spring arrives in the southern hemisphere to assure dryness does not return to threatened areas that have success with this year's potential production. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.
Thanks, Mike. Let's go to the overnight trade in Kansas City. The September wheat opened at 8.06 a bushel, down a half cent. Last traded up 7.5 cents. December, 8.32 down a quarter. Last traded up 5.25. Minneapolis spring wheat for September, 8.52 3/4 on the open overnight, down a half. Last traded up 5.5. September wheat in Chicago at 7.80 overnight, unchanged on the open. Last traded up 7.25. December corn, or December wheat rather, 8.06 1/4, up 1.5. Last trade up 5.5. March, 8.29 1/4, up a half. Last trade up 1/4. July wheat for next year, 8.55 down 1/4. Last traded up 2. September corn in Chicago opened overnight at 5.24 3/4, down a half. Last traded down 1.25 cents. December, 5.44 down 1. Last trade down a half. March, 5.64 1/2 down 1/4. Last trade down 3.5. May corn, 577 3/4, unchanged. Last trade down 1 3/4. And July, 587 1/4, down a half. Last traded down 1 3/4. In the soybean complex, the August bean contract overnight at 12.56 1/2 down 6 on the open. Last traded down 9. September, 12.57 down 2. Last traded down 5 1/4. November, 12.67 down 2. Last trade down 3. January, 12.82 1/2 down 4 1/4. Last trade down 4 3/4. March of next year, 13.02 1/4 down a half. Last trade down 3.5. And May, 13.14 1/4 up 1/4. Last trade down 2 1/4. In the products, August soybean meal at 3.47 even on the open, down 50 rather. Last traded down 1.30. September, 3.41 1/40 down 10. Last trade down 1.50. August soybean oil, 53.05 up 7 on the open. Last traded down 7. September, 53.23 up 5. Last trade up 33. Joining us now with a pre-opening call is Chris Corum of Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign. Good morning, Chris.
Morning, Tom. How are you?
Pretty good. And looks like the markets may be evening out a little bit after some sharp declines.
Tom, the big question we've been having everybody call in is this a break in the bull market, or is it all over, or is it buying opportunity? And there's quite a few things going into that. World economics have really set back. You know, the banking crisis has been tough, and the energy markets have really come down. Crude's down from a high of $148 a barrel to close yesterday right around $119. I notice our gas prices don't seem to be coming down that quick, but
not quite so much. No.
But it's a pullback anyway. The value of the dollar's really gone up too. And then the really big thing I think is just a marked increase in the pace of the fund liquidations. The corn, soybeans, and wheat fund positions are down like 120,000 contracts since the 1st of March.
So are we looking at a sign of consolidation, you think, or do we have more room to go down?
I think we have some more room to go down. I don't think grain fundamentals have kicked in as much as they should. Yesterday, we were down a lot on the open. We fought all the way back and got corn and beans back to a positive number. And then Informa came out and released their, about mid-session, released their numbers, and came in with like 155.4 corn and 42 bushel beans, which were above the numbers that FC Stone had put out the day before. So that kind of ran it all back down. I think this morning you've got to look. I think there's going to be some fear of some continued fund liquidation early in the session, but I think the funds will take a little step back, and I'd look for things to correct out a little bit.
What about the wheat market? Apparently there's maybe a talk of a little improved demand for wheat.
A little improved demand, and I think just hearing, Mike's weather and stuff, it seemed like most places, I think we're just going to have a really large wheat crop. for sure, and I just think that's a big thing. No question about that. Also, too, just a little tidbit, if anybody's been watching the DSO8, DSO9 corn spread, in the middle of June, that was an inverse of 96 cents, and yesterday it ended up being a carry of 47. So that just tells you that we're trying to buy acres for next year. For that kind of movement in that short amount of time, I believe that that's going to tell you that the fundamentally, grain-wise, we're looking at probably no carryout, and the trade believes that we need to really start being trying to buy those acres right now.
Okay, Chris, your calls real quick.
Beans down 4 to 6 on the open, corn down 1 to 3, and wheat probably up 3 to 5.
All right, thanks, Chris.
You bet.
Chris Corum is with Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign. He joins us every Wednesday on the pre-opening commodity market report on WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD2 and HD3. Urbana. Our next report is the opening commodity market report coming up at 9:49 this morning. I'm Tom Rogers. It's 9:01.